world is the Big Show.
Biggest show coming to town this week. It's brought to us by the Granada Theater. Go to GranadaTheater.com for show listings. We have seven big candidates. Let's get to the list and we'll vote on which we think is the biggest coming to town. Candidate number one, Friday night at the Windstar in Thackerville, ZZ Top.
Best band in town.
They're playing the Windstar Opera House?
No, the Windstar Casino. Oh.
I think this is when they started jumping the shark.
Uh-oh.
This album.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, this album was so huge.
I love this album.
This album with Giorgio.
Let's put that stuff in their songs.
Yeah, they used to be a rock band.
Yeah.
And then they went with this stuff.
This stuff was so big for them. Because this was in the MTV era, and they had so many hot girls in their videos.
Yeah.
Give me a little tube snake buggy.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Party on the patio.
Cheap sunglasses.
All that's great. Sunglasses.
Pearl necklace.
Where's going to Chicago?
My banker's now.
Just got paid today.
Chicago.
But this album had Give Me All Your Lovin'.
Yep.
Got Me Under Pressure.
Oh.
Sharp Dressed Man.
Oh.
Legs.
Oh.
It's all the same song.
Yeah.
That's insulting to those three guys.
They had the Eliminator car, too.
Yeah, they all had this Eliminator loop in it.
You know, we talk a lot about how great and unusual it is that U2's had the same four members for such a huge band, and how there really aren't many bands, if any, like them.
They've been around longer.
Billy Gibbons, Dusty Hill, Frank Beard, same three guys since 1969. Ten years longer than U2.
What
up? Remarkable.
They win.
I did like their videos, not only because of the gals that were in them, but the ridiculous bits they do with their guitars.
Yeah,
spin. The fur-lined guitars.
That's stupid, and it makes a mockery of music.
It's funny.
I like the ZZ Top.
And the one that has the last name Beard doesn't have a beard. That's weird.
I know. And the one with the last name Hill lives in a valley.
That's just crazy.
What? And the one with the last name Gibbons doesn't like monkeys.
Canada number two, biggest show coming to town this week. No. Also Friday night at Fair Park on the main stage at the State Fair of Texas, Kelly Pickler.
Ah, yes.
She's very hot.
Smart?
Not the brightest student you'll ever find.
Not the brightest student in the drawer, as they say, Giorgio.
She sings on helium, too.
Boy.
Well, no, that's...
She was an American Idol contestant that made good.
She wasn't a winner, though, was she?
No.
No, she's had a couple hits on the country chart.
I think she had, like, a really rough upbringing or something. I remember reading about this one time. I have a vague memory that she had a tough upbringing.
In Abernale, North Carolina?
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Something about her dad, maybe.
Well, her mother left when she was two.
Yeah, God almighty. You know, that's where I wonder if I'm oddly...
sexist?
Because for some reason, doesn't the mother leaving seem worse than the dad leaving?
Yes.
They're both bad.
Because the mother has to nurse you with milk.
It also says that her father was in and out of jail, and so from age 12 on, she was raised by her grandparents.
Yeah, there you go. Mom leaves when she's two. Dad in and out of jail. Raised by grandparents who prove that they can't raise anyone.
Okay.
Well, I mean, look
at
their kids.
Good parents, and the daughter just wasn't great.
All right, would you like to hear how stupid she is?
Okay,
please.
This is the...
She's had a bad night on the show.
This is the famous, her appearance on Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Budapest is the capital of what European country Nathan has already locked in.
Nathan's the fifth grader.
This might be a stupid question.
Kelly.
I'm guessing it's probably going to be.
Like, I thought Europe was a country.
Oh, no.
Let's see. Budapest? I never even heard of that.
All right, here's your options. I mean, you could drop out with $10,000. But
like,
got...
I know they speak French there.
Oh,
don't they?
Just stop.
Like, I want to say, is France a country?
No.
I don't know what I'm doing.
You know what? Let's talk about your options.
Okay.
Kel.
Yes.
Focus.
I am. program. Like, I'm listening to what you're saying, but I only hear what I want to.
That's just called being a woman.
Jeez. Couple funny lines there by Foxworthy.
Okay.
Couple right. funny lines.
Boo. Boo. Like, I hear what you're saying, but I'm only hearing what I want to hear.
Why do Southerners have such sustain on their voice?
Right, that's candidate two, Kelly Pickler. Candidate three, biggest show coming to town this week, Saturday at the Majestic Theater in downtown Dallas, Louis C.K.
Really? I didn't know he was coming to town. I may go see him.
I love Louis C.K.
Go hang out with him backstage.
I think the T.C., got tickets to this a long time ago.
I know Jake's going.
Yeah. I'd love to go to this. TC owes me. It's because of me he is where he is. He should probably take me to this.
Whoa.
What
have you ever
done for TC? I'm the one that constantly props him up. I got him this job in the first place.
You did not. Wow. I got Jake his job, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then we both should go. We should take their tickets.
In response to you getting TC his job, I went up to you and got Jake his job.
We should take their tickets and go see this show.
Why are we claiming credit for them? I mean, they're great. It's just that we don't deserve credit.
I think Louis C.K. is the best of the current crop of stand-up comedians. I think he's the best.
Wow, what a bold opinion. That's like the world's opinion.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. But
well, he agrees with the
I
world.
Do not like his show. On FX, I don't like it.
Oh, I love it.
It's not awful, but it's not what I want. It meanders, and it's not really funny. It's got some funny moments, but it's not really funny, and I want it to be funny.
I don't think it's supposed to be funny, though.
But it's Louis C.K.
It's supposed to be interesting and compelling.
It's too depressing. He fights depression in every show.
I know, and I love it.
And I don't want to see that out of my comedians.
I do.
All right, candidate number four, Saturday and Sunday at the American Airlines Center, Madonna.
Are you serious?
Yep.
The tickets own Madonna?
I stood
barely
1 foot from her in the media center at the Super Bowl.
I was there.
A good close-up of her.
I was within vag-sniffing distance, too.
Oh, gee whiz. Man.
Madge-sniffing distance. I'm sorry. Madge.
What's that? What's that?
That's her nickname.
That's what they call her. He does get an out there.
Yes. Yes.
I think she's stupid. Needs to give it up.
Oh, hey, it's Tim McCarver, I think, again. I'm not sure.
No, that was your... You were very Lance Armstrong there. We all know you tested positive. But you've right. never officially...
I tested positive for Vag comment?
But you've never officially failed because you had an out there
that's
that
right.
you were saying Madge, so okay.
That's right.
But we know what you're up to.
That's my genius.
It's not genius.
That
it's called
bit
hacking.
Of comedy joke was handcrafted out of European mahogany.
Called Life as a Radio Hack. Is she...
Very different reviews of my work
nice.
Here.
I'm sorry. Is she without a doubt the biggest female entertainer of all time?
Yes.
Does anybody come close?
Why can't you just say entertainer? Why do you have to say female?
Shut up.
Uh-oh. You shut down that interesting discussion of gender.
And the what's her name? The
Madonna?
Lady Gaga. What a
Madonna
rip off she is.
I know. But is she better than Madonna?
No.
No.
No way.
No.
Number one, she's not nearly as hot.
Man, I love Madonna in this video. She was brunette.
Her best
bouncing
was,
around with the big old milkers bouncing all over the place.
That's a good question. When she was she at her best?
Of course, she made out with Black Jesus in this video.
Yeah, this video was not that good, I didn't think.
Oh, because of Black Jesus? Oh, that's offensive to you, huh? Jesus can't be black and making out with pop stars?
Just dumb. The first video that splashed on MTV was, what was that?
Like a
Borderline.
Virgin?
Borderline?
Borderline,
I think.
Yeah, that was her first one.
Yeah.
You think
she
that's her hottest?
Yeah, that's
way
when she,
cute, Matt.
Like, wow, who is that? I think she was at her hottest when she did the Marilyn Monroe thing in Material Girl.
That's pretty good. Thing.
I think that's when she looked the best.
Yeah. Give me Borderline. What about Lucky Star?
Now we're talking. That's
not
the
bad
one.
There
Which
at
one
all.
Was she on the canal, the Venice Canal? And
that
the
was
canoe?
Like a virgin. That was like a virgin.
Okay. Lucky Star. That's when I first saw her and went, holy cow.
I thought she was actually cuter in Borderline than that. We all agree Papa Don't Preach was her worst phase. That's when she had the severe Annie Lennox cut.
Yeah.
Word is cut, by the way.
Okay, so she's been with...
For your AM radio listeners.
To touch the sports base, she's been with Jose Canseco.
Sure.
Dennis Rodman. Brian Shaw.
Mm.
Any other athletes?
Vanilla Ice.
There's
that an athlete.
What about A-Rod? No?
There were rumors about A-Rod. Yeah, I think you're right. Mm-hmm. No, it didn't admit that. Of course it didn't admit that.
When he can hit.
Those are just the athletes. There've been all the other entertainers and musicians.
Given that...
Warren Beatty.
Given that past, would you?
Yes.
You can't bag it, though.
Ooh.
This is the rule.
That's a great question.
This is a good hypothetical.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's Madonna, the defining female of our generation.
All right, this may
you have bragging rights, but so do about half the people in Hollywood and in the NFL, apparently.
The this may be controversial.
Yeah.
Number one, I look at it this way. I'm 46. I don't have that much longer.
Oh, my gosh.
Number two... I'm sure a lot of those guys didn't bag it, and they're still with us.
Man.
I mean,
we can't spend any more time on this.
This is awesome.
I can't imagine
I'm winning.
That no, every one of those guys used protection with her. So most or some didn't, and they're still with us. So I'm going to say yes.
Wow. All right.
Great theory there.
To get that chance.
I'm with you.
Who cares?
Right after you.
Gross. Don't look me in the eyes as you say that.
So is there
weirdo?
Anybody there at the Madonna concert under the age of 40?
That is a precondition for me doing it.
Sean Penn, not to mention her husband's. Gosh, she's been with a lot of guys.
I know it. That thing is more heavily trafficked than the Lincoln Tunnel.
All right. I've got your joke in.
I'm comparing apples and apples.
Sit back and turn off your mic.
No, my question is there anyone there under the age of 40?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, I think a lot of people.
I don't know
well,
about
I think
that.
It'll be packed, but I...
Yeah, I think that the younger people, they don't care nothing about Madonna.
Oh, I think the 30-somethings do.
Yeah,
now, if they say 30s, 30. 90s, Madonna, okay.
I think the cutoff is maybe 36.
Yes, under the age of 35, there'll be five people.
No, I think there'll be a lot
they'll
of
bring
young
their
people
kids,
there. It's maybe. Not going to look like 4 p.m. at Luby's. There'll be a lot of youngsters there.
All right, well, what tunnel would you compare it to, George?
I don't compare things like that. Jerk. You're a big jerk.
The chunnel?
All right.
I think chunnel's a funny word.
That's candidate 4.
Had your fun.
Candidate 5, Saturday at the State Fair of Texas on the main stage. It's the Commodores.
All right.
64s or?
No Lionel Richie. You've got Walter Orange, William King, and J.D. Nichols now comprising the Commodores.
Great song here.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Who's this?
J.D. Nichols.
Yeah, she's a brick.
Owls. She's funky, funky. Oh, mighty, mighty.
Isn't she funky, funky at another point?
Yeah. What is?
State Fair of Texas.
No run.
By the way, in addition to my observations I gave you at 6:30 about the State Fair of Texas, Big Tex sounds horrible.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he always sounds like he's about 5 pints in when
PA
I'm
system too.
Listening to him out there at the State Fair.
Howdy, folks. Welcome to the State Fair of Texas.
All right, candidate 6, biggest show coming to town this week, Saturday night at the AT&T Center in Dallas. It's our good buddy, Rhett Butler. He's performing along with Joel Guzman.
Former Ranger Greg?
No, that would be Juan Guzman, right?
Yeah, it's Jose, actually.
Jose Guzman, yeah.
He's the guy who's so great on guitar that when he comes into the studio, we act like we've never played guitar before and never pick it up around him.
I know.
When we had him in studio, it was mesmerizing to watch him play.
You can watch from Friday.
Oh, that's right. He's going to be up here with us in Gordo's Corner.
That's right.
Let's play in front of him. Let's teach him how to play guitar, George.
Like I've never played before.
Ask him what instrument that is.
Okay.
if all I did between now and Friday at 9:15 was practice guitar, could I get as good as him by the time he comes?
No.
Up?
No.
That's like 3 days of doing nothing but practicing.
Wouldn't matter. You would never play like this.
This is pretty... This is more simple stuff that he does. When he breaks out the two guitars at once, that's when
that's
it gets real crazy.
Outrageous.
He's a good... He's a big P1, too.
Yep. All right, and finally, candidate number 7, Monday night at the McFarland Auditorium on the SMU campus. This may be controversial, but I would rather this act than Madonna. I think she's hotter. The great Nora Jones.
Ah, North Texas own.
I love
Tanya, I would tear this up.
Nora Jones.
She wouldn't let you. She has class.
No, she'd let me.
Do you think she's classier than Madonna?
Wait.
Oh my gosh, yes. She
is awesome.
Yeah, she contacted me and asked me out, and I was with someone at the time. Yeah. I couldn't go out, but
left you by. She's got a great voice, and she is gorgeous.
Yep. Gorgeous. Cute voice.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind seeing her someday.
What?
He's going to... He can't handle that line. You are such a third grader.
What? I'm just wanting to listen to the music.
Nora
What's
Jones.
Weird about that line? I don't know.
Nora Jones and Kimbridge are my two favorite female voices.
But only one could possibly have interest in you, right?
No, I don't think that's true about either one of them. Which would single out either one of them. I don't think that's true.
Really?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, she's not. All right, what about Nora Jones? No bag.
Ooh.
Can't use bag.
Absolutely. You kidding?
Yeah, so you don't have the danger of falling in like you do with Madonna.
Right. Is Nora
dancing around something?
Is Nora what? Related
I'm scared of the vaginal.
To anybody?
I don't think so.
Oh, it says she was in a long-term relationship with bassist Lee Alexander.
Yeah, she likes this bassist.
But they split a couple years ago.
Yeah, it was real unfortunate because, you know, many times she tried to contact me and I was like, oh, gosh, you know, and I was
whatever.
With a woman
Chris
who was pretty
Chris.
Controlling at the time. And
All right, let's vote. Biggest show coming to town this week is a candidate 1, Friday at the Windstar, ZZ Top. Candidate 2, Friday at the State Fair, Kelly Pickler. Candidate 3, Saturday at the Majestic, Louis C.K. Candidate 4, Saturday and Sunday at the AAC, Madonna. Candidate 5, Saturday at Fair Park, the Commodores. Candidate 6, Saturday at the AT&T Center, Rhett Butler. Or Candidate 7, Monday at the McFarland, Nora Jones, George.
The best two acts are either Rhett Butler or the great Nora Jones, but Madonna's the biggest.
Gordo?
Well, we get this detail. Kelly Pickler was called a minx by Simon Cowell on American Idol, and her response was, I'm a mink. She had never heard that term, minx.
She had a rough upbringing.
Yeah, her grandmother didn't teach her much about the world, but she's not the biggest act. It's Madonna.
Rich?
Madonna.
Chair?
Louis C.K.
Era Madonna.
Fernando?
Madonna.
And I'll take Madonna. 5-1, Madonna, Saturday and Sunday, AAC.
What's next in the corner?
I know you guys have been wondering, what does Donald Trump think about the Yankees? I have the answer next.